Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is Divine Intervention Life Lessons, episode 21. And in today's episode, we'll be talking about money. And I know some of you may have already gotten very excited just from hearing the topic, I'm sure. Some of you are probably wondering, oh, Divine is going to teach us how to make money today. Well, no, that's not really my focus today. Today's focus is on having the right perspective on money. So one common misconception, I guess I'll start off by saying, is many people think that being a Christian and being wealthy is wrong. You know, if you're a Christian, you should not be wealthy, you should be poor and live in piety and everything like that. That's not true. In fact, many famous people in the Bible that had very solid relationships with God, we're wealthy people. David was a wealthy man. His son Solomon is described as the richest person that ever lived. Job was a wealthy man as well, right? So having wealth is not bad. The only problem is the love of money that is bad, right? So the Bible didn't say money is the root of all evil, as some people incorrectly quote. It says the love of money is the root of all evil, right? So what is this whole problem with wealth? The whole problem with wealth is that people approach it the wrong way. They have the wrong perspectives on it. They have the wrong kind of relationship with money. Because, for example, if you think about it, you see many people, they have, I'm sure many of you have heard of this popular term, living the American dream, right? What is living the American dream? You make money so that you can buy a house, buy a nice car, be able to afford this and that, right? But the thing is, if you really think about it, after you've acquired all those things, do you have any true happiness? It's almost like after you've acquired that big house, that McMansion, or that great car, and you have all these fine things in life, you're wearing a nice watch, you're wearing nice clothes, after that, what next? You see some people, after they've acquired great wealth, they commit suicide. You wonder, did this money not profit these people? Was it not something that made their lives more awesome than this? Right? But if you read the book of Ecclesiastes, you keep hearing of this term, vanity upon vanity. The thing is, money in many cases is vanity. Right? Because the thing is, you see many people, they watch these TV shows, rich and famous this, rich and famous that. And then you're like, wow, I aspire to be like this person, right? And then they make that a central goal for everything they do in life. Brethren listening to me, that is an empty life. Again, I'm not saying being wealthy is bad. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is just having the wrong perspective on wealth can be costly, right? Because if your whole life's mission is to acquire a big house, to acquire a big car, and to have a big fat wardrobe, then you don't have much going for you in life. You don't have true wealth, right? Even the Bible says godliness with contentment is great gain. Godliness with contentment. It's not the wealth, it's not the money that will make you happy, right? It is having the joy of the Lord in your heart, having peace in your heart, having that fulfillment that will make you happy, right? A family can be poor, but have great wealth, right? So you see many people, and the thing is, all this money that people accumulate, at the end of the day, right, IRS, the tax people will take their cut. Please pay your taxes. The tax people will pay their cut. Inflation will make that money less valuable over time, right? Because you hear many, this part of the Bible that says that many in their chase for wealth have been pierced with many sorrows. Money pierces people with many sorrows because, again, they have the wrong relationship with it. You see some people, when they were materially poor, their relationship with God was very strong. You see some people, when they were materially poor, they lived by the right set of principles. You see people, when they were materially poor, they were not obese and unhealthy, right? But they use money as a thing to satisfy their pleasures. And that is not the right way to handle money. Because think about it. If all that money does for you is to satisfy your pleasures, Oh, to make you have a bigger belly line, to make you eat the best food, have the best clothes. Then that money has not really done you much good, right? Because again, after a few years of satisfying those lusts of, oh, let me have fine dining all day, all night, in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, that person ends up with a heart attack or a stroke or something bad happening to them, right? So I will encourage you, don't have money as your primary goal for life. The thing is, when that's why you've heard this term, follow the money. When people commit crimes, right, you just follow the money. Follow the money, right? Because the thing is, if that goal, if the primary goal of your life is, oh wow, I must be financially independent. And I'm not saying this to you as some perfect person. I have had a wrong orientation for a big part of my life as well concerning money, right? Oh, I must be financially independent. Oh, I want to accumulate as much wealth as possible, blah, 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 blah. And you have that as the driving force of your life. When you are ending this life, you may end your life in regret. Because you notice that you've not accomplished anything of note, right? So what is the right way to use money? The right way to use money is to use it for God's glory. The Bible says, lay up treasures in heaven where moth and rust cannot destroy, where thieves cannot break in and steal. Don't have that lust for money. Have the right relationship with money. Use your money to help the needy. Use your money for God's glory. Use your money to expand the kingdom of God. Don't use it on yourself. I'm not saying you shouldn't take care of yourself. Again, that is not what I'm saying, right? But again, you need to have that right relationship. Don't use money to be satisfying your lusts, right? Use your money for things that have more eternal value. Use your money to build up, to stack up treasures in heaven. Use your money for things that have eternal value, right? Again, I'm just really encouraging you today, because this is a misconception that many people have. They're like, oh, I must get this money so that if I have this money, I can do this, I can do that, I can do this, I can do that. And then they wonder why their lives are so empty. I'm telling you, a life that is driven by money, like say, for example, you own a business. If your primary motive is just profit, then you begin to cut corners. You don't think about adding value. You don't think about doing right by your customers. You don't think about doing an excellent job, right? Again, these are all things that can happen when profit is your primary motive, right? Again, the key thing about this is just having the right order of your motives, the right order of your priorities in life. Your number one priority should be to please God. The Bible says that you cannot please God and money, right? You either love one and hate the other, or hate one and love the other, right? So I encourage you today, have pleasing God, have doing God's will as your number one priority in everything you do. And the thing is, as you do all these things, even this wealth will just come to you. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. God will provide for your needs, right? So be content and use your wealth wisely. Use it for God's glory. And if you're not a child of God, if you do not have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, I invite you today to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I confess all my sins. I forsake all my sins. I repent of all my sins. I believe you shed your blood on the cross and died to save me. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood and fill me with your spirit. And give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Again, having a relationship with Christ is one of the best decisions. It is the best decision I've ever taken in my entire life, right? It sets you on the path to your divine destiny. And again, I will encourage you, find the Bible, start from the book of John, read it, do what it says. Find a Bible-believing church, fellowship with other believers, continue to do God's will. The Bible will teach you wisdom. It will teach you wisdom. And if you're looking for a church, attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God. There is very likely a parish or a branch near you. Just join, seek community with other believers, and you begin to see God at work in your life. Thank you for listening to me. Until next time, God bless you.